Hi, and welcome to Author Uncut. I'm your host and author, Patrice Williams Marks. Recently, while doing a sensitivity read, an author asked me if calling someone a Karen is a slur or racist. I'll answer that question in this last episode of Season 2. But first, if you enjoy my podcast, I'd be so grateful if you spread the word by leaving a rating and a review. Author Uncut can be found wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. So what exactly is a Karen? It's a term used to describe a woman, usually a white woman, wielding her privilege by approaching a stranger, usually a black man or black woman, accusing them of one thing or another. They may have an issue with their kids in a swimming pool, them sitting on a bench, walking through a neighborhood, sleeping in a student lounge, a child selling water on a stoop, a child mowing lawns for money, a family cookout, barbecue. The list goes on and on. Let me play you one clip of one such encounter. This is one of the most infamous attacks that happened in Central Park about a month ago or so. I'm sure you've heard about it. Christian Cooper, a black man and a bird watcher, asked a white woman, Amy Cooper, no relation, to put her dog on a leash as she was in an area which mandated dogs on leashes. This is what happened.
Would you please stop? Sir, I'm asking you to stop.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording me.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
And I'm taking a picture and calling the cops.
Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
Excuse me? I'm sorry, I'm in the ramble. And there is a man, African-American, he has a bicycle helmet. He is recording me and threatening me and my dog. There is an African-American man, I am in Central Park. He is recording me and threatening myself and my dog. And my... I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. I'm being threatened by a man in the ramble. Please send the cops immediately. I'm in Central Park in the ramble. I don't know.
Thank you.
So let's understand what Amy Cooper did. Number one, she felt entitled to let her dog off the leash where rare birds have been known to be killed by dogs in that area. Two, she weaponized her privilege as a white woman and called the police and lied to 911, saying that an African-American man had assaulted her and her dog. Now, we've watched the videotape and we know that nothing came close to that. Amy Cooper knew that the police would assume she was a victim and he was the aggressor. She also knew what could potentially happen once the NYPD arrived and saw a black man accused of assaulting a white woman. Whoa, that is scary and that is serious. On a side note, both parties left before the police arrived. Christian Cooper showed the video to his sister, and she said it needed to be posted online. And that's how we saw it. I was not only outraged by Amy Cooper's actions because it could have ended up with an innocent black man in jail with a record, or worse, but also that she was dragging and strangling her dog during all of this. But I digress. So a Karen is calling out someone's outrageous racist behavior. It's another way of calling someone racist. So why are some calling it a slur or racist by using the phrase? Well, number one, no one likes to be called a racist, especially if they are one. Number two, one woman on Twitter called it class prejudice. Now, that's a new one. Number three, they feel they are victims of the term and are cast in a bad light. Well, I believe that is exactly what it is intended to do, cast a person and their outrageous behavior in a bad light and to publicly shame. Julie Bendel tweeted, It is certainly used by enough white men for it to be morphed into a misogynistic slur. Also, those names are classically working class, and I do object to the classism within this narrative. The ageism, too, is a massive problem. I think countering racism with ageism is not great. But here's what Alicia Sanchez Gill chimed in on Twitter. Karen was a term created specifically by black women to talk about white women's interpersonal and state violence against us and our communities, calling the police on us for getting coffee, threatening to have us fired, talking down to us at work. Blogger Sister Outrider tweeted, "My understanding is that the Karen, Sally, Linda thing was started by black women as a way to address racialized dynamics in the workplace. Whether Karen is a racist manager or the middle-class customer with nothing better to do than belittle people on minimum wage." But one white blogger, Karen Fleshman, and yes, that's her real first name, she tweeted, "Karen is not a slur. It is a stereotype white women earned by raising monsters, voting for monsters, and behaving like monsters. Our behavior is so atrocious to everyone except us that our own children are making memes and videos mocking us." Ooh, that's pretty harsh. That is a direct quote. Those are not my words, okay? So back to the original question, is using the word phrase Karen to describe a racist woman in itself racist? That's a resounding no. Feel free to use that phrase when creating characters in your scripts, books, articles, posts, or if you prefer, skip the label of Karen and just describe them as racist. It's totally up to you. How's this controversial topic for a closing to season two, huh? So glad you were with me during this entire season, and thank you so much for your comments and suggestions. In fact, you've given me some great ideas for topics that I've slated for season three. Now, season three will begin sometime in October. Want to leave me a respectful voicemail message? Visit my anchor.fm page, the link is in the show notes, and click on the button that says message to leave me one. I may just use your voicemail in a future podcast. Want to suggest a show episode or get in touch? Visit me at authoruncut.com or send me an email at mailbag@patricewilliamsmarks.com. And finally, to join our email list, go to authoruncut.com. Until next time, write on.